Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
So there's a rumor that Trump is going to take action to block foreign money in U.S. politics that would impact AIPAC, which is the, the Arab-Israeli PAC. It's really just slush fund money where the U.S. sends a bunch of money to Israel, and then Israel launders it back into the hands of congressmen and women and senators, etc. So it's a money laundering operation, very similar to the Democrat money laundering operation known as USAID and all their NGOs. You know, it's just, and Ukraine was also part of a massive money laundering operation used by the Biden family and the Democrat Party. So yeah, money laundering happens with both parties, and Trump says he's going to put an end to this, but I'm very skeptical. That's the reason I'm recording this. I doubt that Trump is going to cut off AIPAC. And the way I think that he's going to get away with not cutting off AIPAC is he's going to say AIPAC is not foreign money, that that's domestic money, which is nonsense. It's laundered foreign money. It's foreign aid to Israel laundered back to the United States, with kind of mixed in with a bunch of other donations from pro-Israel people who are all supporting genocide and the mass bombing of Gaza and the Palestinians and Lebanon, etc., etc. Now, I'm very concerned about how much Trump is exposing his own administration to the risks of failure with the Zionist agenda in the Middle East, which is just blatantly stated. The Zionist agenda is a genocidal agenda to exterminate the Gazan people, the Palestinian people, Lebanese, etc. Just exterminate them all because the Zionists believe that God told them to do that. And they believe that God gave them that land that, you know, thousands of years ago in the days of Abraham. And despite the fact that other people and other families have lived there for millennia, Israel says, or at least the Zionists in charge say that, oh, suddenly we have a God-given right to this land, which isn't even true because they're not even the right. Their lineage doesn't trace back to the right offspring of Noah, it turns out. I interviewed experts on this, and so they're not even Semites. So almost all Israelites today are the Ashkenazi Jews from Europe, and they're not Semites. So even their term of anti-Semitism, it's a misnomer because they are not Semites. But the Palestinians are Semites, it turns out. So bombing Semites is what Israel does, which makes Israel anti-Semitic, you know, genetically speaking. So if Trump continues on this path, it's going to be catastrophic for the United States, because it's clear that Trump and many people in his administration are putting Israel first and America last. You know, they talk tough. Many of them talk tough, and I hope they're going to take tough action, especially protecting our border and deporting illegals and ending election fraud by the Democrats, etc. I hope and pray that there is real action in America, and I'm holding out hope that the Trump administration is going to get some things done. Also, Kennedy at HHS, you know, I'm hoping he can ban drug ads on TV and things like that. And I'm hoping that Patel and Bongino at the FBI are going to release all the classified documents involving, you know, Crossfire Hurricane and J6 and the rigged elections and the Russia collusion hoax and all that stuff, right? And they say they're going to, so I'm going to maintain a positive expectation for now. You know, trust but verify, right? Like, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, but we got to see some action here. And from Pam Bondi as well, we got to see some action, not just talk, right? But even if they do all that, it's all for nothing if we end up in a world war with Iran and Russia because Israel wants America to destroy Iran. I don't know about you, but I don't have anything against the people of Iran. I don't have anything against the people of Yemen, who are very much pro Second Amendment. It turns out they own a lot of firearms there in Yemen. And look, I'm not endorsing, you know, their political leaders or their religions or cultures or their ways or whatever. Now, I'm not endorsing. I'm just saying that's their country. That's their business. What right do we have as America to go over and just start bombing Yemen? We have no such right. And Yemen is merely trying to stop Israel's genocide against Gaza. That's the reason Yemen is harassing the sea lanes, you know, the ships, the cargo ships and U.S. military ships, because the U.S. is shipping bombs and other munitions to Israel that are allowing Israel to carry out war crimes against civilians in Gaza. So Yemen is actually engaged in a humanitarian interdiction to try to stop war crimes. That's what Yemen is actually doing. And the U.S. just calls them terrorists and bombs them. Well, in this case, who are the terrorists? The Israelis are the terrorists. And they are the terrorists enabled by the United States military and the military-industrial complex. So on this point, Yemen is actually correct, morally and ethically and even biblically speaking. Yemen is on the side of righteousness in this particular case. Now, I'm not endorsing everything they've ever done, but in this case, they are doing the right thing to try to de-escalate violence. And they're using whatever means they have available to them, which is their proximity to the sea lanes. And they're selectively threatening only U.S. and U.K. ships. They're not launching missiles at all ships, just U.S., U.K., and, well, Israel ships. Any ships bound for Israel are also being targeted. But it's a strategic targeting where Yemen is saying, we will stop this if you stop bombing civilians. So if Trump were Yemenis, he would be doing the exact same thing. He would. This is like a Trump-style art of the deal negotiation. Yemen is bombing ships, is saying, we'll stop. You just have to stop murdering children. But, of course, Hegseth and the State Department and the DOD, etc., they're like, no, we're not going to stop sending bombs to Israel to slaughter innocent civilians and children and women and doctors. We're not going to stop bombing hospitals. What we're going to do is bomb you. So, you know, that's the U.S. answer to everything. It's just bomb another country, bomb more residential buildings, bomb more military buildings, you know, bomb ammo depots, just bomb everything. And we'll keep bombing until they stop. But the problem is, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Because you can only bomb things really on the surface. You can't get very deep with the bombs. So they're just bombing things on the surface, and that's not where the missiles are stored, is it? No. So it's all just theater. It's just a show of force by a nation that is America that has forgotten diplomacy and is no longer capable of entering into intelligent negotiations to resolve issues and de-escalate violence. And so, you know, the outcome of this is not going to be very good. Not good for America, not good for Israel, not good for the world, not good for oil prices, you know, not good for Texas. It's not going to be good. And this is in my opinion, this is a major strategic mistake by the Trump administration. What they should be doing is telling Israel, stop the bombs, and then tell Yemen that Israel is going to stop the bombs, so you stop attacking ships. And then if Yemen doesn't stop attacking ships, well, then that's different. If Israel stops its bombing, Yemen will stop their bombing. And then all the bombing stops, and that problem is solved. But that's not what the U.S. wants. So here we are. All right. Well, anyway, that's my take on it. And just to be clear, again, I'm not endorsing the leadership of Yemen or the Houthis, or what are they really called? Ansar Allah. There's a proper name, and I regret that I don't remember exactly what that name is. So they're just called the Houthis in the West, which is not the proper name, but whatever. I'm not endorsing everything going on in Yemen or Iran or, you know, or North Korea for that matter. I'm just saying, if we want to stop violence, there's a pathway to it, and the U.S. is not interested in that pathway. So this is where we are. Thanks for listening. Join me in praying for peace, okay? Take care. It's Customer Appreciation Week at healthrangerstore.com, and one of the ways that we can show our appreciation for all of your goodwill and all of your support is to give you some incredible bonus items and some bundles with your purchases this week. So check this out. Wednesday, March 26th, you get a free bottle of pine needle spray that has colloidal silver and iodine in it for every order over $99. And this isn't even a product that we have for sale in our shopping cart because we don't have enough of it, because this is made out of hand-harvested loblolly pine needles that grow in Central Texas, and it's a huge effort to make this product. All right, if you missed that, check this out. The next couple of days, March 27th and 28th, we have a bundle called Protein and Wellness Bundle that puts together the organic super protein, vanilla and chocolate, plus organic super fuel. This is co-formulated with Boku Superfood, the Groovy Bee Hydrate Elementals, and Groovy Bee 5G Defense Powder. All of this, instead of the $165 roughly that it normally costs separately, you get this for under $95 as a bundle. So you save almost $70 on this bundle. Now, if you miss that, the other bundle that's available for you for the rest of this week is our second bundle, Freeze-Dried Fruit and Snack Pack. It's over $100 worth of certified organic lab-tested freeze-dried fruits and snacks for under $60. Like, in an age of food inflation, you can't beat this on clean food. You've got freeze-dried pineapple diced. You got freeze-dried mango slices, which is like candy. Mother Nature's candy. Yeah, I'm drooling just talking about this. You got freeze-dried strawberry slices. What do you have? Crunchy Munchies, which is a banana apple blackcurrant puree that's also freeze-dried. Crunchy Munchies that are banana apple cinnamon. This is great. Adults and kids love these as well. Crunchy Munchy banana and strawberry, and then organic almonds on top of that as well. Again, all of this, one bundle, under $60. Sounds like I'm going to say, wait, there's more, but actually there's not. That's it. That's the bundle. It's just a really great deal. And in this time when food inflation is worsening and, you know, the purchasing power of the dollar keeps falling, it's good to find deals like this. And we work to put this together for you to get you more value for your dollar. So thank you for all your support. These are all in stock and available now. You can purchase them all at healthrangerstore.com. Again, the two bundle deals. And if you catch this on Wednesday, you've got the free pine needle spray, but that ends at midnight on Wednesday night. And then the bundles kick in for the following 2 days, Thursday and Friday, March 27th and 28th. So thank you for all your support. We couldn't do this without your help. We really appreciate you. And that's why we call it Customer Appreciation Week. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support. Take care.